In the moment, it sucks. In the moment, it may feel like it's the worst situation. Chill out. Take a deep breath. Step back from the ledge. It's going to be okay. Episode 421 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, it's probably not as bad as it seems. Hey guys, before we dive into today's quick tip episode, I need to give a quick thank you and a very heartfelt thank you to a friend of the show, former guest of the show back in episode 327, to Miss Jen Walton, who is the most recent Patreon supporter of the podcast. Very much appreciated, Jen. Thank you. And, you know, if you're unaware of the platform of Patreon, it's something that I mention every once in a while, typically when somebody else jumps on and supports, it's just a chance for you to kind of give a couple bucks back every month, for the podcast. If you appreciate the show, if you're learning something, if it's helping you, if it's keeping you company on your runs and, you know, and you want to help support, I mean, you don't have to, it's not required, obviously, but, you know, you can buy me a cup of coffee, through that platform every month, you know, pledging a couple bucks, $5, $10, whatever works for you, whatever fits in your budget. And it's just a way to, you know, kind of NPR style, you know, if everybody contributes a couple bucks, all of a sudden it helps, you know, it helps with growing the show, helps with improving the technology, helps with keeping the lights on, you know, quite frankly, and keeping the food on the table and things of that nature. So, thank you, Jen, for jumping on board. And if you're interested adding your name into the hat as well, as far as Patreon support, just head over to patreon.com/dizruns, or you can also always go to the link, dizruns.com/support, which is in the show notes. It's on your phone. And that pops up a whole host of options you can do to support the show. Patreon is one of those options, and there's a link right there. But you know, free things you can do, things that you know, like through Amazon, things that through Patreon, you're supporting the show. All are appreciated. So thank you guys for everything that you do to support the continued growth and evolution and progression of this show. We're gonna keep right on keeping on. I promise you that. We're not planning on slowing down anytime soon. So today I want to talk a little bit about hyperbole, kind of, about maybe this world that we live in these days where everything is either the best or, more often than not, the worst that it's ever been. It's you know, just here in America, shoot, politics is the most divisive it's ever been. It's more polarized than ever. And there may be some truth to that, but a lot of times, and especially in our running, we use these hyperbolic, is that right? These statements of hyperbole that today's, oh my God, today was the worst run ever. Worst run ever. Or, you know, on the opposite side of the spectrum, hashtag best run ever, best day ever. We use these words all the time, these statements all the time. And we need to take a step back. We need to chill out a minute. It's very rarely as bad as it seems. Every once in a while, it really truly is that bad. It really truly was the worst run you've ever had. But more often than not, take a breath. Step back from the ledge. Chill out. It's probably not that bad. And even if it was, guess what? It's going to be okay. We're going to move forward. We're going to get through these things. And this topic was kind of inspired a little bit by a recent couple of folks that I work with, a couple of folks in the coterie that some of the notes that they gave me, some of the updates on how things are going, kind of made me say that exact same thing that I just said, like, calm down, chill out, take a breath. It's going to be okay. One person, you know, made the statement that, oh my gosh, I'm screwed. Just had finished a long training run in preparation for a marathon that's coming up in a few weeks. And just had, you know, got finished a 20 miler and, you know, the note said, I got my 20 miler in and I'm screwed. Like, no, you're not. Calm down. It's going to be okay. And I'm not trying to single this person out. I'm not trying to make this person feel bad. I get it. I've been there and I've said those things before. Okay. Like I've overreacted to a bad run, to a rough day, to not feeling well. In this case, the situation was, you know, kind of trying some different hydration strategies and things. It just didn't go well. It wasn't a great day. And, you know, got a race coming up in a few weeks and this person's is maybe not as confident as, you know, as he or she wants to be. it's okay. It's okay. We're going to get there. We're, you know, it's better to have these rough days, these rough training runs in training than it is in the race, right? So just, you know, you're not screwed. It's not the worst run ever. We're not in trouble. All right. We're going to learn. We're going to adjust. We're going to figure out, all right, if what, you know, what you tried today didn't go well, let's try something different next time. The other situation was something that was even more outside of the realm of control of another client who, you know, has been having some rough issues with some injuries and some work and some crazy stuff in life and hasn't been running that consistently. And we finally got back on track. We finally had a good, you know, week or so or 10 days of consistent training and then got sick out of nowhere and kind of laid up for a couple, 3 days and missed a couple runs. And so the note was, oh, one step forward, three steps back. Like, okay, yeah, we had a rough weekend. You were sick. I get it. Makes sense. And I understand the frustration, but keep the big picture in mind. You were sick. You know, your kids got sick. You had to work overtime. Whatever the situation in your life might be that prevents you from getting in a weekend run or, you know, a couple 3 days of training. Like, it's not three steps back. It's not that big of a deal. In the grand scheme of things, in the moment it sucks. In the moment it may feel like it's the worst situation. Chill out. Take a deep breath. Step back from the ledge. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And again, I'm not trying to single out either of these two individuals to make them feel bad, to think that I'm throwing them under the bus. Because I'm not. Because again, I've been there in those situations, and I'm going to wager Jen's Patreon pledge for this month that just about everybody listening to this has probably been there too. Has probably had something crop up that made them go, oh, crap, this is terrible. When really it wasn't terrible. Or, oh, man, that was the worst run I've ever had. When really it wasn't great. It wasn't even good. But worst ever? Probably not. So, you know, just I guess my message for today, and this is actually will be a legitimate quick tip, I think, because I don't think I'm going to be able to ramble on for that much longer. But that we just need to keep things in perspective a little bit. In the moment, it's tough. In the moment, emotions run high, and we fall into this hyperbole world that we live in where everything is the best or the worst or the most or the least or whatever it might be. And in the moment, it's okay to feel that way. But keep it in perspective. Take a step back. And I'm not asking you to do anything that, again, that I haven't done, anything that I haven't struggled with, anything that I don't still continue to struggle with on occasion. All right? But just step back. Take a breath. Chill out. Relax. And realize that very rarely do we have the worst run ever. And very rarely do we have the best run ever. It's an ebb and a flow. There's ups and downs. There's better runs and there's worse runs. There's better days and there's worse days. Okay? But it's very rarely the best and it's very rarely the worst. So just keep that in mind. You're going to have some days that things go well. You're going to have some days that things don't. Keep moving. Keep moving forward. All right? Because tomorrow, guess what happens tomorrow? The sun comes up. All right? We got another chance to go out there and do something better. Do something different to improve, to make tomorrow better than today. And if we can keep doing that, if we can keep making tomorrow a little bit better than today, we're going to be in a pretty good place when all is said and done, right? And, you know, and if for some reason the sun doesn't come up tomorrow, then that qualifies as the worst day ever, right? Things on earth aren't going to be going so well if the sun doesn't come up tomorrow. But as long as the sun comes up tomorrow, which so far in the history of the earth, that has happened every single day. So as long as that trend continues, as long as the sun comes up again tomorrow, go out and just make tomorrow a little bit better than today, okay? It may not be the best day, probably won't be the worst day. Just make it a little bit better, and you'll be in a good position when it's all said and done. So that's the quick tip for today. Keep some things in perspective. Chill out, relax. It's not as bad as it seems more often than not. Okay. Hope that helps. Hope that maybe gives you a little bit of perspective, at least if not for today, the next time that you have one of those days, because we're all going to have them. We all do have them. Some more than others, and hopefully you are on the side of the coin where you don't have them very often. But you know, again, you're going to have to deal with it at some point, and just keep the big picture in mind when it comes to your training, when it comes to life as well. When it's something that goes on in life that has you going, worst day ever. All right, there's probably some things that could be worse. All right, so just be in the moment, be upset, be frustrated, and then take a breath and try to keep moving, try to move on. So that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks again to Jen for jumping on Patreon. Appreciate it. And if any others of you like to buy me a cup of coffee or maybe a couple cups of coffee every month, patreon.com/dizruns. It's real easy to set up. You can cancel anytime. You can adjust your pledge anytime. And there's some bonuses on there too for different pledge amounts. You can get something, get a little extra, an extra special thank you, beyond just, the fact that, I hope you know that I do really appreciate the support that you all continue to give to myself and to the show. So until next time, have a great weekend if you listen to this on Friday. But whatever day, as always, hope you have a great rest of your day. And I certainly look forward to talking to you again soon. And until next time, see you.